the last time that I have seen where agencies considered the wishes of local people was 10 years ago.
Don Young says the federal government isn't listening anymore, not even to its own elected representatives. Regulations that haven't gone through Congress are on the rise, and Young gives one example, a proposal by the U.S. Forest Service to reduce the number of floatplane landings allowed on freshwater lakes in Misty Fjords National Monument. He says that same agency told local residents that tourism would replace the logging industry, but now tourism is facing new restrictions.
What are we doing? We're not cutting any trees. We're doing nothing of positive. They'll say, we have a restoration project. A restoration was the one problem they had. They're not restoring anything. They talk about it, but they're really not restoring anything. So that's the hostility that the people that are concerned about losing their democracy or their freedom. And it's very evident.
Young says that if the United States were forming today, no individual state would agree to be part of the government. They all would prefer independence. Part of the discontent is continued lack of consensus on the federal level. Congress is in the midst of an ongoing discussion over federal spending, and Young says he doesn't see a budget agreement happening anytime soon. He says that many in the House believe the automatic tax increases that went into effect at the start of the year should suffice, and they won't agree to any more tax hikes, which many in the Senate want. Young has his own ideas about how to fix the government's money problems. It's a tithe on everyone.
I really think that everybody should consider my 10% solution. It's just everybody put 10% of their salaries, 10% of it, including those on government welfare. So everybody has something in the game, a little skin in the game, including all the agencies and the whole bit. You'd balance the budget.
Young admits that his 10% idea is unlikely to find support in Congress, but he says former presidential candidate Mitt Romney was correct when he said that 47% of Americans don't contribute, and that's a large part of the current problem. Young also believes that Americans need to bring industry back to this country rather than relying on imports. Doing so would increase jobs, although he understands that automation has reduced the number of labor positions available.
I used to, my father had a ranch. We used to hire 50 to 60 wetbacks and to pick tomatoes. You know, it takes two people to pick the same tomatoes now. It's all done by machine.
Also on the topic of the economy, but more specific to Alaska, is the potential for Arctic development. Young recently proposed a measure that would study potential shipping routes in that region, which is becoming more accessible as ice melts due to global warming.
One of my biggest concerns is that I do think with the, if you look at the capability of Russia, and even China is building icebreakers now, and for Finland's always had icebreakers. They're looking at it not just to break ice, they're looking at it commercially to break channels. And I believe we need to be involved.
Young says those channels will provide shipping routes and potential access for mineral extraction as well as additional fossil fuel sources. While all that development would be taking place far north of southeast Alaska, Ketchikan could benefit.
The shipyard mainly, because there is no any other maritime facilities in Alaska that can handle icebreakers. You can build an icebreaker over here, or repair or launching sites. That yard has a great potential for the city of Ketchikan and for the state of Alaska.
The energetic Young recently passed his 40-year mark in Congress, becoming Alaska's longest-serving elected representative. And although he's turning 80 this year, he shows no sign of slowing down. He says he still enjoys the job, even when he's angry. Young faces a new ethics investigation, and he briefly commented on that process. He says it's nothing new, and he knows in his heart that he's done nothing wrong.
The frustrating thing is they've gone back to 2001. There is such a thing as a statute of limitations in the sense that there's different rules then. And I think they're trying to apply this year's rules to the 2001 rules. And it's all about flying. I used to fly with everybody, you know, personal friends is what I'm saying. And you can't do that. So we'll see. We'll see who's right and who's wrong.
The formal investigation panel has been charged with looking into whether Young broke House rules by allegedly failing to report gifts on his annual financial disclosure forms and allegedly lying to federal officials. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.